Turn up your hearing aid. It's time for Mom on the Rock.
That's right, Mom on the Rock every week on KX93.5. And this week, it's Mom on the Movie, because I think we're talking Oscars, and my mom is equally a movie buff as she is a rock fan. So hi, Mom.
Hi. Yeah, last night basically was a music show. So
yeah, there was a lot going on. So tell us what caught your eye.
Well, I mean, let's say starting off with Queen doing the whole opening act. I think Adam Lambert does a great job. He's definitely no Freddie Mercury, but hey, I thought it was really great. And then Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, actually won 4 of the 5 Oscars that it was nominated for, which was the most of any movie. So, I mean, that's something that we haven't ever seen in the past regarding a musical kind of movie.
Yeah.
So it won Best Sound Editing, Best Sound Mixing, Best Film Editing, and of course, Best Actor for Rami Malek.
They've got to be a little disappointed, though, that they didn't take home Best Picture.
I loved the movie, but I don't think it was the Best Picture out of all of them that were there.
Yeah.
And I actually loved The Green Book. So I was glad. I loved that there was not one movie that dominated last night.
Right.
I think in every category, the person that won is who deserved to win.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thought Roma would win the Best Picture. It, you know, I saw the movie actually for the first time yesterday morning just to make sure that I
could
see it before the Oscar. Yes. And I found it kind of boring. But it was.
What do you mean, kind of? It's the most boring movie I've ever seen.
It was boring. But it made the way that he did that movie really made you feel like you were there.
Yeah.
And that you could really. So, you know, winning the Best Director and Best Foreign Film and Best Cinematography, absolutely.
I think they brought it full circle for me last night when. Alfonso Cuarón and everybody who won for Roma talked about how important this movie is right now. It's about somebody, a housekeeper, who's usually in the behind-the-scenes part of a film. It's about a woman. It's about an immigrant who's the star of the film. And when he said that, I was like, okay, I get why this movie is important right now. But as far as it being a plot for a film, pretty boring.
Yeah, I agree with you, but it didn't win, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But I mean, I think there's as much controversy this, you know, today going around about The Green Book and Spike Lee, you know, raising his arms up and trying to walk out of the theater after it won. And he was kind of being a crybaby in my mind. But, you know, they're talking
plus
about
he won for Best Screenplay, right?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. So, you know, there's going to be controversy no matter who wins. So probably Star is Born just should have won and we could just shut up all about it.
It wasn't that good. All right, at least the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga thing, everything you always hoped for?
Oh, my God. I think everybody's talking about that today and just really how hot it was. I actually saw an interview with her this morning that she had done last night saying that Bradley Cooper had actually directed the whole thing.
Oh.
It was all scripted. You know, the camera angles coming around the piano.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was just a continuation of the movie and the characters they played in the movie.
So they're not really in love.
No, they're not really in love.
Ugh.
I mean, he has a girlfriend of 4 years who's actually like a Russian fashion model. You think that she was sitting in between Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I saw
in the
her.
Audience. And so, no. You know,
that could be a metaphor. His girlfriend was sitting in between him and Lady Gaga.
Okay, but you got to remember Gaga and her fiancé broke up last week. So
again, that's only furthering my point.
I think everybody wished that. But I think everybody wanted them to kiss sitting there on the piano.
They were gonna, dude. They almost did.
Professing their love for each other, but
yeah.
You know, they're both talking the friendship card today, so we just have to believe that for
all
now.
Right. Well, just going back to Green Book for a moment, I also think it was my favorite movie of the year. I loved Bohemian Rhapsody, but nothing struck me more or made me more emotional or left me loving a movie more than Green Book. And if you're comparing it to Black Klansman, which Spike Lee was pretty mad that Black Klansman didn't win, you know, they're both statement, you know, racially aware timepiece movies that are necessary right now, but Green Book was just way more entertaining. So sorry, Spike Lee, I gotta get behind it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I love Black Klansman as myself too, but I mean Green Book, I didn't even know what the Green Book was.
Right.
I left that movie going, was that really?
Yeah,
how
it was just as educational as Black Klansman, I think.
So I loved it, and I loved No Host. I think it went faster. We got to the awards faster.
Well, you heard it here first. Yes. 5 thumbs up from my mom.
That's exactly right.
Cool. All right. Well, maybe we can watch it together next year, but you might forget if we watch it together. So
that's true. We're better off keeping separate.
Sure. All right, Mom. Mom on the Rock once a week on KX93.5. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.